Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
All right. This is Lawrence J. King in the house, the host of Book Talk Radio. I'm back in black and ready to attack. Today, it is my honor and privilege to introduce to you a woman. Her name is Michelle Tsapkanos. She's a registered nurse, a leading authority on life skills, speaker, and award-winning author. Michelle has written and published 10 books. She's also been previously published in nursing publications and 2 books on poetry. Michelle enjoys reading, writing, and spending time with her grandsons. This woman is the total package. She's got a lot of information to offer to benefit people. And so without further ado, let's get Michelle on the line and chat with her just a bit. Hello, Michelle. You there?
Hey, Lawrence. How are you doing?
Are you there? I'm doing good. All right. Here we go. So, yeah, I was giving you an introduction there. I don't know if you caught it or not, but you're the total package. And obviously you want to benefit people with the things that you do. And so let's get into that. Today we're going to be talking about your book called Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. But before we go there, let's try to pick your brain about who is Michelle? Who are you? You know, how you grew up, all that, all the stuff that, you know, makes you you. How did this all evolve? And then we'll get into the book.
Okay. Well, you pretty much said who I am now in the interview in the beginning, but just to catch everybody up, I was born in Homestead, Florida, and my parents got a divorce when I was about 15. I got divorced myself. First, I got married at 19 and got a divorce at 26. I had 2 small children, and I became a nurse, and I worked on the floor, and I worked in different other areas of nursing as well. And then I decided that I really liked writing, so I kind of got back to writing, and my children had a lot to do with the books that I've written over the last 5 years, so that's kind of where I am.
All right. That sounds highly interesting. So would you say or not that tragedy in some way has evolved in order for you to be such a successful person as you are at the current moment in your life?
Well, you know, struggling as a single mom with 2 kids, I did go back to school for nursing full time, and I worked 3 part-time jobs at the time. So, you know, it really gave me an appreciation for what I was able to accomplish. And I believe it also, you know, kind of showed my kids that if you really put your mind to it and you put a lot of work into it, you can pretty much be anything you want to be.
Absolutely. True words were never spoken. And so on that note, let's delve into your book, Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. I know several years back, about 4 or 5, I interviewed you on one of my shows, and you had a book out there. And, I mean, you went hoo-yah, boo-yah, and woo-yah, and now you got 10 books. I mean that's some serious work right there. So are you excited about that? You still got current projects unfolding? You got future projects?
Absolutely. Well, you know, 5 years ago, the first book that I wrote, The 411 on Life Skills, that was Essential Tips on Home and Money Management, Personal Care and Safety, and More. And it wasn't until 2014 that I decided, you know, a few things had changed in the life skill realm, and that's when Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy, was written. You know, a lot of things happened, like I said, over the years. I wrote books on step-parenting and books on surviving teenhood, as well as parenting books and leadership books and more teenage books. You know, my focus of study is the young adult to, say, you know, 45, 50-year-old, because, of course, there are baby boomers out there that are still having children, and that's okay, you know.
I understand that. There's also quite a few people out there that would be classified as failure to launch people. And so, yeah, those books and your tips and pointers will get them hopefully launching. And so, yeah, this book. Where can we get this book at, Michelle? I mean, just plug it. Tell us where we can get your book at, Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy.
Absolutely. My website is my411books.com, but you can also purchase the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any online major book retailer.
And you can probably special order it at any bookstore across the country and around the world.
Absolutely.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. You got it going on. Yeah, I'm a 10-time published author myself, so I guess we're kind of competing now. You've got 10, I've got 10. Let's see who gets the 11th one out there. Either way.
Actually,
yeah,
I'm working on number 11 right now as we speak. I'm hoping to have it published. I have a speaking presentation in September, so I'm hoping to have it out and available before that time.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, let's talk about your book here. You know, there's all kinds of things in there, from cleaning and cooking, safety, health and wellness, a first-year baby, landing a job, money management, buying a home, general repairs, shopping smart, travel basics, disaster preparedness, and a whole lot more. For subject matter and content, you know, I'm really interested in several subjects, as a matter of fact, but let's talk about benefiting others. Tell us how we can land a job with resumes and all that, you know, so we can get in there and get it done and make it happen for ourselves.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people are going, or a lot of employers, I should say, are going to online job applications or online resumes. So, you know, the very first impression that you give somebody could very well be just your written resume. So you have to make sure that your resume is cleaned and polished, and definitely there are no spelling mistakes.
I understand that. So in your expert opinion, have you seen that happen on a massive scale where people just use different fonts and put colors in it and all kinds of craziness to sour their chance of getting the job?
They do. At one point, I was actually a nurse recruiter. And, you know, it was kind of funny because people would get very creative, but in getting creative, they kind of took away from, you know, what happens when a recruiter looks at an application. Many times it can take up to just, you know, 6 to 10 seconds for a good recruiter to scan a resume to look for those keywords. So when you have, you know, big fonts and colored fonts and colored paper, that kind of takes it, you know, it makes it very distracting for someone to try and look for the key words to qualify you for a position.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I understand that all too well. Let's touch base on your money management. See, all these topics we're talking about is in your book, It's Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. So let's talk about money management. Everybody wants money. Everybody needs money. Some have too much money. Some don't have enough. How can we get to the middle, happy way, and the happy middle of having enough money and having enough time to enjoy your life and all that stuff?
Well, you have to start with the money basics first. You know, when you get your paycheck, you want to pay yourself first. You want to put 10% of your paycheck either into a savings account or a money market, or some type of account that you really don't want to touch unless you honest to God have to. That way you can start saving. You know, if you're ever out of a job or you want to leave your job, you need at least 6 to 8 months of salary in your savings account to provide that cushion just in case you can't find a job. You know, the economy sometimes the way it is, it's very difficult to find it. So you have to make sure that you're saving and preparing for that rainy day. You want to make sure that you live within your means, you know, and borrow only what you can afford. A lot of times people think, well, I'll just, you know, I'll borrow money, or I'll run up a credit card bill and I'll just throw it off to the side. I don't have to pay that back. And, you know, you do have to pay that back, and you do have to worry about your credit score. Because not only now are banks looking at your credit score, but employers can look at your credit score as well. They want to know that you're going to be a responsible person and a responsible employee. And if your credit score is low, you may not get hired. Colleges are also looking at credit scores because, you know, a lot of banks and credit card companies are really quick to offer college students credit cards at really high interest rates. And so, you know, a landlord's going to look at your credit score to see if you pay your bills on time or they may not rent to you. So you have to be really careful with your credit score, making sure that you pay your bills on time and, you know, always shop around for the best banking interest rates and make sure that, you know, if you want to save money, a really easy way to save money each day is to take the spare change in your pocket and put it in a glass jar. I mean, we have a big glass jar that sits probably about 3 feet high in the corner of our bedroom, and each night we put our spare change into there. And, you know, after a year, we'll empty that out and we'll go cash it in. And my husband and I have actually taken trips, really nice trips, on the money that we just throw in a jar every night.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. And so, in your expert opinion, how does one come out of a bad credit scenario? Is there hope? Is there a way? Is there a possibility that one can regain the necessary tools to get forward again to where the landlord, Joe Blow, will look at your resume and your credit and understand that, you know, you messed up, but, you know, you're trying to get forward again. Is there some quick way to do that, or does it take time, or how does one go about that if we have a messed up credit history?
There is a way to fix that. It takes a little time, but there is a way to fix it. And the first thing that you want to do is, you know, everybody is entitled to a free credit report each year, one per year. So you want to make sure that you're pulling your free credit report. And believe it or not, a lot of people, you do have to apply for some form of credit to start getting a credit score. You know, so you want to make sure that once you get that free credit report, you want to check it out. If there's stuff on there that you feel that, hey, wait, that's not my name, because, you know, a lot of times people will get your Social Security number, and they'll open credit under your Social Security number, and it gets reported to the credit center. So if you know for sure that you didn't open that, then you got to make sure that you get that off of your credit. That's a very important thing to do. The other thing is, you know, open a bank account and start putting, like I said, start, you know, putting money in there and saving it to show that you can be responsible at saving. You want to make sure that if you have high interest rates on your credit cards, that you pay at least the minimum amount on all of your cards but one. You take the one with the highest interest rate, and you start paying a little bit more than the minimum payment due on that one. And once you get that one paid off, then you can take the money that you paid towards that one and start paying it towards another, so you're almost doubling your payment. And if you do that with each credit card that you have, you'll have them paid off in a lot shorter period of time. The other thing that you can do is, you know, you can get a retailer card or apply for a small loan. You may have to get a co-signer. You know, a lot of times family members, you know, you got to sit down and have a good talk with them and let them know that you're going to be responsible and you're going to pay the money back, but that you want to build good credit and you want to fix your credit score. You know, like I said before, a good credit score is going to help you get loans for a home, a car. It's also going to make, you know, get you into college, and it's also going to be dependent on whether or not, you know, an employer hires you or somebody rents to you. So you just want to make sure that you start targeting those cards. You know, contact the credit card holders that you owe money. If you're having a hard time paying them back, contact them and arrange a payment. You know, you can actually ask them to lower the payment but close the card so you can't charge anything else on it, but that you're going to be responsible enough to start paying it back. If you make the effort to talk to them to try and, you know, get a payment plan, then that will definitely help your credit score in the end.
Absolutely. I understand it all too well. There's a little joke floating around out there because although cash is king, you can't rent a car these days. You can't rent a hotel room. You can't do anything without a credit card. And so
right.
on that note, everywhere I go, I pay with the Discover card. Wait till they discovered and that I moved and I'm not going to pay the bill.
they will find you.
Seriously. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. They will find you. So, yeah, that's a little light humor, but not so light humor because it is a serious situation. You need to have good credit in order to maintain your livelihood in life because, you know, the banks have forced everyone to get credit cards, basically, because, as
right.
I said before, you can't rent a car, you can't rent a hotel room, you can't call in advance anywhere to do anything, make a travel trip, nothing. So, yeah, all these tips and pointers are in your book, Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy, Michelle Svakanos, RNBN, expert in the field. She's got it going on. Let's plug your book again, Nate. Plug your book again one more time if you can.
Okay, it's located at my411books.com and all online major book retailers.
Nice. So let's talk just briefly about, you know, you and I are going to do a series of six interviews. I mean, we're going to really get to know you. You've got other amazing books out there. Let's plug those real quick. Shoot out the titles and basically touch base on what they're kind of about. That way our listening audience can pick up a copy and, you know, benefit themselves. Because I know you're all about benefiting people. I can tell you have a good heart. I can tell by your books that you're all about helping others. You're a strong-minded individual. You've got goals. You've set your sights on goals, and you've accomplished those goals. And there's no stopping you now. So if you will, be so kind as to plug your other books. Tell us briefly what they're about, because we'll get into those other books on the other interviews that we're going to be talking about.
Okay. I have the 411 on Step Parenting, which is essential tips on communicating and bonding, combining families, and more. And it does. It helps people to understand what to expect as a step parent and what to expect with that extended family. And holidays and anything else, buying a home, finances, and communicating with all types of different children. Then I have the 411 on surviving teenhood. This is essential tips for parents on teenage temptations, teachable moments, and more. You know, teenagers have a lot more going on today than I ever did growing up as a teenager, especially based on all the technology that's available. You have the texting, the sexting. You have teen pregnancy is definitely, you know, kind of mellowing out, but it's still there. It's still a problem. We have the drugs. We have dating abuse. We have shoplifting, skin conditions, attitudes, and bullying. So, you know, that's a really big topic today, and it's definitely a topic that never goes away. I have building leadership through self-insight, taking self-actions that matter. You know, the self-insight, it provides us the imminent approaches that we can take to get around each corner in life. We don't want to wait for things to happen. We want self-insight to prepare us for what is going to happen. I also have a book called Parenting Plan. This is Preparation is Key. And this book, you know, Good Parenting, I can't tell you. This book and the other book that I have called Parenting with an Edge, they're both a guide to raise strong and confident kids. You know, we as parents, we have to foster empathy and honesty and self-control and kindness and cooperation. And we have to really be there for our kids and praise them and not be so hard on them. I mean, you know, there's different types of parenting styles, and we'll talk about the different types of parenting styles. You know, you hear in the news or on talk shows all the time about helicopter parenting, you know, those parents that hover over their kids and try and do absolutely everything in the world for them. And, you know, there's other ways that you can make your kids confident, and helicopter parenting is not one of them. And I also have Teen Success. It's all about you, your choices, your life. And this is a guide for teenagers, and it comes with what I call a self-discovery challenge, where they read a chapter, and at the end of that chapter, there's some questions there to kind of help them to think through, you know, what it is that they're looking to do in life, and how can they get a mentor, and how can they get more confidence, and how to take responsibility and lose the fear and stop the excuses, and how to set goals. So, you know, when you talk about me being there and wanting to help people, that's why I am here. I'm here to help teens. I'm here to help young adults. I'm here to help parents because I want everybody to have the best life possible because, you know, with everything going on, especially just in the last few days with the protesting and the hate and everything going on, you know, I really truly believe if we try hard enough, we can make this a better world, and I want to be a part of that.
Absolutely, and I'm like-minded as well. Yeah, we're living in crazy times, more crazy than they used to be. And so do you, I see and I know that you're a life transformation specialist. Do you offer counseling? Do you have courses and classes and things that you do in addition to your being a mom, being a successful published author, on and on and on? Do you, in fact, offer these kind of courses and classes to private individuals?
Yes, I actually have several different types of programs that I can offer. As a life transformation specialist, it's very similar to personal coaching. And I can coach people to grow forward in their vision and their purpose for their life, or to help them make these, you know, difficult decisions of, well, I kind of think I want to do this, but I'm not sure what to do. And we talk about it and we go through it. I also offer different programs as far as communication. You know, I'm really big with communication, especially, you know, the teachable moments that I referenced earlier. Everything is a teachable moment with a parent and a child. You just got to know when to use those moments, you know. And just to give an example, you could be driving down the road and you see a bunch of kids at a bus stop and they're all smoking. And you know they're not old enough. But, you know, you say to your kids in the car, hey, what do you think about that? You know, and just kind of, you know, open up the conversation and say, you know, I know you probably won't tell me, but, you know, have you ever tried cigarettes, or would you ever try cigarettes, or would you ever feel pressured, you know, and just start talking. And that's a teachable moment.
Absolutely. A family that plays together, stays together. It's been my experience,
mm-hmm,
at least. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Teachable moments. I've got a lot of those, duh, the oven is hot moments. Don't sit on it, because if you sit on a hot oven, you're going to get a hot ass. For sure, yeah. And that's what you're talking about. It's life's experiences. You know, they have a way,
yes,
of coming out of left field, as well as they have a way, and we have a way of creating those bloopers in our life by not paying attention and being aware of what we're doing in life. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you think back, if you're a baby boomer right now and you think back to when you were getting ready to leave home for the first time, did you ever think or wonder, had your parents prepared you for the real world? Because I know really, I never really thought about it until I got out there, and that's when I kind of started making a lot of mistakes, and you know, I wasn't a good cook at the time, and I did know how to clean and stuff like that, but you know, So are we taking on that same mentality with our kids, thinking, are they watching our every move to learn, you know, how to take care of a house and how to balance our checkbook? That's a whole other story, you know. Nobody balances their checkbook anymore. But, I mean, are they watching us do what we do, or can we include them more? You know, I remember when my son had moved out, he's like, God, Mom, you know, I've got these allergies, and I just can't get rid of these allergies. And I said, well, did you change your air conditioning filter? And he just kind of looked at me like, huh? You know? And then as a parent, I felt pretty bad because I thought, you know, oh, that's something I should have taught him. But I think I took it for granted that he was watching me as I, you know, did all these things around the house. And he wasn't. He didn't care. So, you know, it was then I had to go over there. I had to show him and explain to him, you know, that you know, if you don't change your air filters, allergies and allergic reactions, dust and dust mites, that's our major contributor to allergies and allergic reactions. You've got to take care of your house or it's going to make you sick. So as parents, you know, we need to stop taking everything in and doing everything ourselves and start saying, hey, get up off the couch and come over here a minute. I need to show you how to do this. You need to know how to do this.
Yeah, I appreciate that because, I grew up in a household full of women, and I was basically spoiled rotten until I went to the U.S. Army, and they showed me what time it was. I learned some things real quick, and learned how not to be spoiled and pampered, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, there's two approaches to life. You can take the soft and easy, come see, come saw, or you can be a drill sergeant. So, in your expert opinion, what works best, both and or neither or a little bit of both in order to get your kids on the right track and stay on the right track?
Well, I want to first say if you haven't started including your kids in daily chores, it's never too late. So, you know, if they are older and you start the drill sergeant routine, you're going to meet a lot more resistance. It doesn't say they're not trainable, you know. You are going to meet a lot more resistance. So with teenagers, you know, the way they are, you want to kind of ease into it a little slowly and say, hey, you know, maybe I haven't included you up to this point, but you are getting older, which makes, you know, means you're going to be more responsible and things are going to start happening and you're going to get more privileges. But in order to get these privileges, this is what you need to start doing. Now, you don't just send them into the bathroom and say, clean it. You know, you want to go in there at least maybe 2 times, maybe 3 times, maybe 5 times, depending on your child. You know, not some learn faster than others. But you want to go in there and you want to say, hey, this is how you do it. And you start it and you let them finish it. You know, don't do it all while they stand there just watching you. You want to include them. Now, if you have smaller kids at home, a lot of times you make the chores fun. Turn the radio on, blast it up, everybody's dancing, having a good time, and we're cleaning. Time, that's actually quality time that you're spending with your kids. And you may not think of it that way, but when you include them and they're having, you know, they may, you know, kind of give you, oh, I don't want to do chores kind of thing. But, you know, when you make it fun or you give them an incentive, even if it's a small incentive, hey, you know, you help me do this, and we can go to the park, we can go get an ice cream, you know, we can do something together because I won't be stuck here cleaning all day and not be able to go do anything. So you got to start including them at a young age. You know, a lot of people think it's the responsibility of the school system to teach our kids these basic life skills. But I can tell you from experience, when I first wrote the 411 on life skills, the research that I did was shocking. I found that most schools no longer have life skills in their curriculum. You know, most baby boomers, they had home economic classes, which covered the basics of cooking and safety and cleaning and sewing and stuff like that. I found there were a couple schools, one of which was in Pennsylvania, that only it was an elective course, the life skills was, and only kids that were not going away to college were allowed to take it. And I thought, well, okay, those not going away to college are probably staying home with mom and dad. Mom's still going to clean everything. Those going away to college, they may leave the city, the state, or the country. And I would think that life skills would be really crucial for them to learn. So that was one of the reasons that I wrote my life skills books. If it's not taught in school and it's not maybe taught at home, because sometimes you don't know what you don't know, depends on how you were raised, somebody needed to provide this information. So I wanted to put it in a direct and concise manner. My writing is very direct and concise. It has a lot of bullet points. It gives you the information that you need, and you move on. I didn't want people to have to read a 300-page book because people won't. So I made sure that the book is in hardcover and as an e-book. If you like e-books, it's out there on Amazon as an e-book. So, you know, you can get it in either format. But I just wanted to make sure that the information was out there and easy to read and easy to follow, because everybody needs life skills.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, on that note, we're going to go to a commercial break from our sponsors, and we're talking live with Michelle Spakanos, Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. Hang on the line with us, sir, Michelle. We'll be right back.
Okay.
But we need to plug a couple little slots for our sponsors. Hang on the line, dear.
Okay.
You still there?
I am.
Yeah. Something happened there. I guess our commercial wasn't that important. So either way, yeah, working on those technical difficulties, it was about Progressive or something like that. You know, a major insurance company, and had it all lined up, but it's not that important. That's what I love about live interviews. They just happen sometimes, and sometimes they don't happen. And so with that being said, let's get back into your book, Ace Your Life Skills, Life Management Skills Made Easy. Buying a home. How does one go about doing that?
Okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of information that everybody needs to know before making that big step. And the first part is knowing what kind of money that you're going to need up front, what type of deposits or fees. You need to know, you know, like your electric deposit, water deposit, sewer, phone, cable, trash, recycling. You know, you have to contact all of those companies to see what they require. You'll also have, if you're purchasing a home, you're going to have closing costs. So you want to make sure that you're aware, and they will provide you with a list of closing costs prior to closing. So if you don't have all of the money that you need, consider asking a relative to give the money to you as a gift so that you can meet your closing costs, or you just have to find a home that's with, you know, a little bit more within your budget of what you can afford. You want to be aware of any types of, like, application fees for homeowners associations, those kind of things. A lot of your home areas where, I'm trying to think of, gated communities, the word I'm thinking of, they have homeowner associations. Okay, they might have a yearly fee. They might have a quarterly fee. They might have a monthly fee. So you want to make sure to get all of that in writing. Also, when thinking about purchasing a home, you want to make sure that you know the neighborhood. If you have children, or if you're thinking about having children, you need to know the school districts. A lot of times people buy a home and then they have children. A couple of years later, they want to send their kids to schools, and they find out, oh, that's really not a good school district. Now what do I do? You know, I know here
and
in Florida,
the house is haunted.
Pardon?
And the house is haunted.
Yeah, you
so
never know.
Yeah, you really got to.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were saying in Florida.
In Florida, we have what we call school choice. In the area where I live, we have school choice. So it really doesn't matter where you live. You can choose. You can apply to go to different schools in the area. Sometimes you're bused there, and sometimes your parent has to take you. But for the most part, I would say most kids are able to get the school that they choose. But not every state has that. So you want to make sure that you're looking, you know, in the right school district for where it is that you want to live. Another thing that
right.
you want to look out for, a lot of times, you know, you really should get pre-qualified before you even start looking to buy a home. That way you know your price range. And I want to say, you know, a lot of times they'll say, okay, well, you qualify for a home between, say, $150,000 and $200,000. Okay? Word to the wise, you really want to stay closer to the $150,000 than the $200,000, because remember, you have closing costs and you have taxes and you have insurance and homeowners insurance and all of that that's going to tie into that payment. So if you get strapped at the $200,000, you know, if you max yourself out on that loan, you got to be very careful doing that, because your monthly payment will be a lot higher. And what if you lose your job? You know, you have to be very careful. Make sure it's going to help you in the long run to prepare you for those unexpected events. Understand what you're signing. If you have questions and you're not really, you know, clear that they're being answered on from that contract, do not sign it. That's what real estate attorneys are for. You want to make sure that you understand everything. You want to make sure you know if the property's in a flood zone or not, and shop around for flood insurance. Shop around for your homeowner's insurance. You know, you just want to make sure that you understand everything that's happening, you know, because people are slick. Banks are slick. I have a real estate license as well, and I love my real estate friends, but they want you to get in, they want you to sign that contract, and they want you to move on. And they just go, oh, this is just standard, just sign here, sign here, sign here. You know, make sure you understand it. Don't sign it if you don't understand it. You could be signing a contract that says, you know, the sellers are going to take all of the appliances with them, and you may not even realize it, and you'll move in that day and go, hey, wait a minute, where'd my refrigerator go? So you have to know what you're signing.
Sounds like words of wisdom for sure. And so we were talking earlier about the life transformation specialist courses and classes and events. How can people get in touch with you? I mean, to be able to, you know, understand and pick up what you're putting down so you can help benefit these people further in their life. Plug some of that information, how they can contact you directly without a whole lot of room to room, so they can get directly to the source and partake in these classes and courses and events that you offer.
Okay. Well, I have another website other than the my411books.com. It's called takeactionwithmichelle.com. And I have a contact area under that website, or if you'd like, you can contact me directly on my office line at 239-454-7700. That's 239-454-7700, and the website was takeactionwithmichelle.com.
All right, awesome. So, yeah, we're talking live with Michelle Tsvakanos about her book, Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. And there's a whole lot of beneficial things in there. We don't want to give it all away per se, but you know, you need to get out there and get your copy, because I've got mine, and I'm learning things. You know, you're never too old to learn things. That's a given. So let's do some smart shopping. How do we go about doing smart shopping, Michelle? Tell us how to do that.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people think, well, I'll just go window shopping and, you know, it's okay. Well, sometimes it's not okay, because a lot of times when you go shopping, you could blow your whole budget and not even realize it, you know, before you're done. It's like money goes pretty quickly. So if you're looking for something specific when you go shopping, you want to make sure if you have access to a computer or an iPhone or whatever it is that you go online with, you want to make sure that you kind of shop around and do some comparison shopping. Because a lot of times what you might find, you know, on one site may be on sale on another or on clearance on another. So before you go shopping or before you buy something, I want you to ask yourself, am I buying this just because it's on sale? Or do I really want or do I need this item? And can I afford this product even on sale? And one last one, do I want to buy it even if it adds to my credit card debt? Remember, we talked about paying down or paying off your credit cards earlier when we were talking about your credit score and trying to build your credit score back up. So just because you see that new pair of shoes and they're on sale, do you really, really need them? Now, if you can't live without them, I'm hoping you're paying cash for them and not, you know, using your credit cards. Again, though, before, you know, when you're going to prepare for a purchase, you want to look online. You want to register online for different types of coupons. Or, you know, register with department stores to receive their flyers to get those 10%, 20%, or 50% off coupons that they send out. you want to check thrift stores, your local thrift stores, believe it or not, there I have seen the most beautiful Coach purses in Goodwill. And they're just like new and a third of the price. So you want to make sure that you do check your thrift stores, because a lot of wealthy people, depending on your area, a lot of wealthy people donate stuff that they may have only used one time. So you really want to check out those stores. And did you know that Goodwill has an online auction site that you can bid on really nice things from Goodwill across the country? It's really kind of cool. Don't forget your local garage sales and flea markets. They offer great things. You know, a lot of times if you're ordering over the phone, ask if there's any special promotions, because a lot of times they're not allowed to tell you about the special promotions unless you ask about them. Ask for free shipping. You know, a lot of times that'll save you anywhere from $10 to $20 to $30, depending on how much that you're spending. Look for those post-holiday bargains. You know, I love right after Christmas in January when they have all the Christmas stuff on sale for 75% off. You can't beat it. And then you want to make sure, you know, a lot of times we really want to buy somebody a nice gift, but you've got to set a dollar limit on the gifts that you're purchasing for family and friends, because they certainly can add up.
Very useful information, guaranteed. In chapter 23, page 117, love the one you're with. That is a serious subject matter. I know there's a lot of people hanging out there with each other because of this reason and that reason. But the title is, by definition, sums it all up in Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. Love the one you're with. Now, tell us a little bit about that one, for real.
Well, you know, the first time I got married, we had spoken to a preacher, and one of the things that just really stuck with me over the years, and I did get a divorce, but, you know, sometimes you can only do so much. But one of the things that he said to me is, you know, the majority of people in this world think that marriage is 50-50, that each gives their 50% and everything will be okay. Marriage is 80-80. You must go above and beyond that 50% to make that marriage work. You know, relationships are so important, but neglected relationships, you know, it's really hard to stand the test of time. So you have to, you know, go above and beyond and make sure that, you know, you can admit your mistakes and have open communication between the two of you. You know, a lot of times I can remember that, you know, when it came to big purchases, my spouse would go out and just buy something that he wanted. You know, he'd come home with a boat. It wasn't, you know, a new pair of shoes. You know, it would be a large purchase. And that's something that, you know, you really need to talk about together and decide upon together. It doesn't matter if only one of you is bringing in a paycheck. A marriage is a party of two that become one. So you want to make sure that you know, talk about everything. Pay your bills together so that you're both always aware of the financial situation. You never go to bed angry. That's been forever something my grandmother told me forever and ever. She said, I don't care how mad you are at him, never go to bed angry, because you never know what could happen in the middle of the night. People die in their sleep all the time and at different ages. You don't have to be old to do that. You want to make sure that you're an example to your kids, because, you know, they pick up everything. They are watching. They are listening. They hear every word you say, and they will mimic you with other people. Spend time with other happy couples. You know, if you have kids and they have kids, you know, work out a swap. You can't always afford a babysitter, so swap nights with your friends to say, hey, if you watch my kids tonight, I'll watch your kids so you and your husband can go out tomorrow night. You know, and it's okay to have just a girls' night out or a guys' night out. Just make sure that you both get that same opportunity and go to church together, because, you know, like you said before, Lawrence, a happy family is one that not only stays together but prays together. And that is so important in today's world. It truly is.
Yeah, because there's a lot of broken homes out there because of
there are.
The love, the one you're with concept. And when I understand exactly
right.
what you're saying for a listening audience, sometimes you just got to go. Because in order for you to get forward and ace your life, so to speak, you got to cut your losses at some point. I know when you're in it to win it, you never see losses. But when it's you know fizzling out and going bad, that's when you start calculating money matters and all those things. Because I've myself personally experienced a couple of setbacks and things. But the key is to ace your life, is to snap back.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a book out there called Crossroads to Recovery. It's kind of the same kind of genre. You know, no matter what comes at you, no matter what you cause in life, never quit, never give up, and always follow your dreams. So in your book, Life's Management Skills Made Easy, you're making it easy. I mean, this book's only $14.95. That ain't nothing as far as money matters goes, but it can guaranteed change your whole concept and your perspective on life and get you places to be able to ace your life. You got all kinds of things in there, man, like disaster preparedness, your first year baby, I mean, just amazing things in this book. So for our listening audience and all those out there, just plug these books one more time, how to get in touch with you, all that information, just plug it away.
Okay. All right. Well, my website for the books is my411books.com. And you can purchase all of my books, whether it's Ace Your Life or the 411 series, Building Leadership, Parenting Plan. They are all out there on Amazon. And just to plug my other two children's books, Aaron Bug, What Special Bug Are You?, which is a really fun book for little toddlers for pretend, because imagination and creativity are so important when children are small, and we want to encourage imagination. The other book is Aaron's Special Family. Every family is different, and that's okay. And this is a book about how families are a big melting pot. The world is a melting pot of families of different configurations, single moms, married couples, two moms, two dads, adoption. And this is a way, it's a fun book to explain to children that each family is different and it's okay. So again, it's my411books.com. If you're looking for programs, if you're looking for life transformation, if you've got big decisions and you're just not sure and you might need a personal coach, the website is takeactionwithmichelle.com. And my number, direct number, is 239-454-7700.
Awesome. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it first, and you heard it on Book Talk Radio. This is Lawrence J. King in the house with Michelle Spacanos, talking about not one, two, or three, or even four. We're talking about 10 books, ladies and gentlemen, 10 books with packed wisdom that will transform your life to be able to ace your life. Life management skills made easy, guaranteed. And so on that note, what has been your inspiration, Michelle, to be all that you can be, like the Army slogan, each and every day? What has inspired you to write all these books?
Well, the biggest inspiration, for the most part, has been my daughter. She was a single mother at one time, and living with us, and when she was getting ready to move out, I thought, wow, have I taught her everything she needs to live on her own and take care of my grandson? So the 411 on life skills came about. The step-parenting book, it was because, you know, I've had step-parents. My husband is a step-parent. And, you know, just in statistics, 50% of people divorce every year. 65% remarry, and 40 to 45% of those that remarry bring children into a new marriage. So, you know, with the statistics, the way they are, the 411 on step parenting, that it was a must. You know, I like to look at trends, and teenagers are always in the limelight, and that's why, you know, I've written two teenage books. I just really want them to have all the help that they could possibly have out there, and I'm really, really proud of that book. It's won a lot of awards, so that's been a really good book for people to have. As far as the leadership books, last year at this time, I became a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker, and trainer. And through that certification is what gave me the ability to teach on communication and leadership and helping people to follow their dreams. And so, you know, all of my steps for the last 5 years of writing the books and becoming different, you know, having my different certifications and my nursing license and stuff have all just been a stepping stone, so that I can be the best person I can be in order to help others to be the best person they can be and reach their full potential.
I understand that. I understand that all too well. Also in your book, Ace Your Life, you talk about some amazing different categories. I mean, this will benefit, for sure, benefit others. Mm-hmm. Let's come up to the subject matter of health and wellness. How does one be healthy? And how does one be well? And how does one continue to be healthy and well?
Well, you know, first of all, you do have to take care of yourself. They do talk about, if you go to any kind of doctor, they say, you know, you have to do your yearly exams. You have to do your yearly checkups. You don't want to smoke. You don't want to drink, you know, alcohol in excess. And everything is in moderation. You know, nobody ever says, you can't do this or you can't do that, of course, unless you have, you know, different types of problems already in your family. You know, a lot of it's genetics, and you don't have a choice. But I just want you to make sure, you know, when you are on medication, try and limit the amount of medications that you use, because, you know, certain medications can't be taken with certain foods. Grapefruit's a big one. And you want to make sure that your pharmacist and your doctor know exactly what you are taking, especially the over-the-counter medications, because mixing certain medications can be fatal. And, you know, one really big thing is don't take another person's medications. I know a lot of times, you know, you might complain of a pain, and somebody will go, oh, well, I have some good pain medication from the doctor. Do you want it? Remember, things that are prescribed for another person are based on what they're taking at the time, their weight sometimes, or just, you know, their allergies or different factors play. So because that medication is prescribed to them may not mean that it's prescribed for you. So never take another person's medication. If it says, you know, take it on an empty stomach, it's okay. No, eat something just in case, because everyone reacts differently. You want to be cautious about that. Make sure that you're getting your yearly exams. You know, every year, go see your doctor for a physical or checkup. Just because you think you feel okay may not mean your body is functioning the way it should. And if you wait too long, something really could be wrong with you, and, you know, it may take a lot longer to get better. And you want to make sure that you have health insurance. I know it's the law now. Everybody's got to have health insurance. But just make sure that you can get something that you can afford. Make sure that, you know, if you're having, know the signs of a heart attack. That's the biggest thing. Know the signs. And it's different for men as it is women. As a registered nurse, any kind of chest discomfort, jaw discomfort, any kind of indigestion, mainly in women, the indigestion piece, if you're unsure and you have this feeling inside of you of something is not wrong, just something's not right with me, listen to that little small voice in you and seek help at an emergency room, because you're better safe than sorry. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's just indigestion, I'll be fine, and several hours later they have a heart attack. So you have to listen to your body.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. You know, I've met some people in my life, and I don't know if it's been your experience, but in some cases, like cigarettes, alcohol, when you take those things away from these individuals, that's when they proceed to go downhill. Is that an oxymoron?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Should it be different? What gives one the right to take someone's pleasure away from them? And if so, are we actually doing the right thing for this individual?
Well, you know, I can tell you from a nursing standpoint of what I've seen, and I don't think anybody has the right to take anything away from anybody. I think it has to be that individual person's decision. If you smoke and you want to stop smoking, then you need to seek the correct help to do so. If you drink and you feel, hey, my health, you know, isn't too good, you need to seek a doctor, because depending on how much you drink every day, your body could go into withdrawals, and that will make you sick, and it will present itself as other diseases. So you want to make sure that you seek out a doctor's help to stop your habits, or just even to stop certain medications. You just can't quit certain medications cold turkey, because it caused more problems than when you were taking the medication. So you always want to make sure that you talk to a doctor or even a pharmacist on how to wean yourself off of certain things, especially medication. That's crucial.
I understand. And as a nurse, Michelle, have you experienced a lot of trauma and tragedy and happy ever after stories? And my point is, if there is a point, what has been your most amazing turnaround story that people have thought that it wouldn't work out that way?
Well, there was one story of an elderly lady, and it's funny because it has to do with the 411 on life skills, my first book. I had a young girl come to a book fair, and she said, I purchased your book from my grandmother. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah, her husband died. He took care of everything. So I thought it'd be a good book for her to read and kind of help her. And she had a fire in her kitchen. And she said, your book had information on what to do if there's a fire in the kitchen. And she said, I think it saved her life. And I was just so taken back that it helped somebody in that way. You know, I mean, life skills are one thing, but saving a life is a whole nother. And the fact that it saved an elderly person, you know, when I directed the book at young people, the fact that it saved an elderly life, I mean, gosh, that was like just so heartwarming and so thrilling to hear and to be able to share that story, because certainly the outcome could have been different, you know. But just, you know, and you, like I said before, don't know what you don't know. So if you pick up the book and you thumb through it and you see, oh, well, I know how to do that, well, just keep going, because there's going to be something in there that you might go, aha, and have that aha moment and learn something new.
There you go. My technicians are telling me we're about to sign off the air, Michelle. And before we do, I mean, I just want to keep this going. It's so amazing, refreshing. We're learning things. It's exciting. We have experts. And there you have it. That's what my show is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So real quick, Michelle, plug your book one more time, Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy by Michelle Tsivakonos. Plug it one more time. We're about to go off the air, dear.
Okay, it's my411books.com.
And your other websites?
My other website is takeactionwithmichelle.com, and my number is 239-454-7700.
There you have it, my dear. We're going to have about five more interviews. This is a most interesting topic, and it's called Ace Your Life, Be All That You Can Be, and you heard it on Book Talk Radio. With that being said, hope you have an awesome evening and continue to do what you do, because you do it so well.
Thank you so much. Good evening.
I'll talk to you then. Thank you, and have a good night. This is Lawrence J. King, your host of Book Talk Radio, in the house, host of Book Talk Radio. I'm not tooting my horn, but we got some amazing guests lined up. I'm back in black and ready to attack. And there you have it. Have a good night from coast to coast, across the nation.